Yeah, we weren't clicking. I mean, we had a couple times where we misfired on passes, and a couple times we had chances to be able to drop balls, and a couple times that we had miscommunication and route adjustments. We didn't do a good enough job. We didn't do a good enough job pass protecting either. So yeah, our passing game definitely wasn't clicking. I mean, I'll give some credit to Packers. They're, play a lot of tight match coverage. Oh, yeah, I'd rather not go into it. Everybody was disappointed not to be able to score a touchdown on that last drive.
How back-breaking was the missed tackle on Finley and then obviously touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, I thought our defense had done a really good job the whole game up until that drive, and we played poor on that drive. Started off with a draw play for 11 or 12 yards and then the play to Finley. And, it was a pass play, but those guys were blocking, and we got to be able to get off a block and be able to make a tackle right there and force them on a whole field where a field goal doesn't beat us there. And, then get another chunk and then get a touchdown, got to be able to find the ball in the end zone. We had chances to be able to stop them right there, even though our offense wasn't able to get a touchdown to ice the game, make it a two-score game. We still had a great opportunity on defense to be able to get a stop, and we didn't get it done.
Jim, not just the scene on the sideline, but on the field, it looks like an offensive disarray. Do you feel that? Is there something that has to be addressed quickly right now?
Well, anytime you're not successful, nothing's going to look good. I thought there were times where we hit on things really well, but we didn't do enough to win. Anytime you don't do enough to win, it's going to look that way. You mean when he went in at left tackle?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie going into a game. I mean, I think any team is going to do the same thing. They blitzed his side an awful lot. He's got a holding penalty. He's got to be able to hold up. I mean, every player's the same way. Riley's a first-round draft pick. He's a good player. We don't expect any drop-off in the game, but it was his first time playing left tackle. We can always do better. I don't think the leg is an issue at all. We were just off just a little bit today. We had, I think we'd feel a little different right now if we could have made one more play, if we'd had a chance to get one more down the end. But we got to do a good job helping out in all different situations. Calvin helped out, made a great play on a play down the seam to be able to get that one touchdown. And we got to make more plays for our quarterback. Not every pass is going to be 100% perfect, but we got to be able to make the other plays. We had a couple times today we had balls go off our hands as receivers. We got to be able to come down with those, and when they do get a play, we got to be able to make it. But that's not just Matt; that's the whole offense. Matt can be sharper. Our whole offense can be sharper. We can run the ball better. We can get a stop at the end of the game better. It's a team game. I don't know that they would have scored. You know what I mean? I mean, they know it's the same situation. I think that if in that situation their field goal kicker had had some problems and he had missed, a couple different times and, go and have a chance to make that field goal or possibly block it, I think our odds were better in that situation. It's tough enough to lose this game without thinking about anything else. I mean, this is a tough league, and you got to be able to play your best every single week to be able to get a win. And we didn't do that today. We had too many turnovers, and then when we had a chance to be able to make a play on defense, we weren't able to come up with it. Yeah, we didn't make it. Yeah, I mean, we got to find the ball in the air. We got to be able to get that ball down. That's a great opportunity. Quarterback just threw it straight up in the air. I mean, he just threw a jump ball in that situation. We got to be able to come down with it.
Jim,
No, on the shallow, yeah, that wasn't the coverage we were playing. They actually either were going to run a screen or fake the screen on that one, got the linebacker to bite, and then they run the shallow. A lot of times the shallow is built in. Maybe it was a screen, maybe it was just a fake screen, but he was stepping up. We basically overplayed the screen in that situation. Yeah, obviously wasn't able to return. He's got a hamstring, So we'll get it evaluated. It really, I mean, it was looked at enough to say he couldn't return to play today. But we'll just see what it looks like as we get ready for Houston. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, when you're not able to return to a game, I think that definitely would qualify as putting it in jeopardy.
Anything else? When you're 4-6, perception certainly is at this stage. You have to sort of play on the string and then playoffs are waiting. How do you not let that affect your team, that the playoffs look impossible at this stage?
Yeah, you got to take your next opponent. We got a short week. We have Houston at home on Thanksgiving Day. That's enough of a challenge for us. I thought our pass rush was very good today. I thought they did a good job of containing a very good scrambling quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. I thought they did a really good job in the run game. We didn't devote an extra safety to the box very much to stop the run. We had the battle in there every single play, and I thought Nick played well, but I think pretty much across the board our defensive line played well. Not well enough to win. Yeah, he got taken off and was cleared to come back in.
All right.